Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After hearing his doctrine, many of the followers of Jesus said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it and said, "Does this upset you? What have you to see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? 'Tis the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe, we know, that you are the Holy One of God." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. There's something strange about what Simon Peter says to Christ. This passage comes after Christ has spoken of his flesh and blood. This is the intolerable language, or hard language, tough language, that the crowd cannot accept, the followers. What Simon Peter says is in the plural. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life, and we have believed, we have known that you are the Holy One of God." You notice in the translation that it's in the present. We have believed, we have known. Or we believe, we know. How can Simon speak for the others? How can Simon speak for the 12? Well, he's called Simon Peter, that's one clue. He's more than Simon. He's a Simon who becomes Peter the Rock. But he speaks for the many because that's the nature of faith. Faith comes from the Spirit. And the Spirit is the sharing of the Father and the Son. And as such, the Spirit cannot come to this world, to the world of humanity, and simply give faith, give in effect himself to one alone. Abraham, you might think, is an example of the solitary man who received faith. But so much of the teaching of the Bible, of the New Testament certainly, is about the Abraham whose faith was for the many. Paul speaks of Abraham's seed. He speaks of Abraham and the promise. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And this is the Abraham whose seed is Christ. That the blessing of Abraham might come in the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's Galatians 3:14. Abraham was a single person. But when he received faith, he became the father of many. He was not alone, not solitary. That's why Peter, when he speaks of faith, must speak in the plural. He can't say simply, "To whom else shall I go? I have believed, I have known." It must be, "We believe, we know. To whom shall we go?" Because faith is shared. That's his nature. Because faith comes from the Spirit. And the Spirit is sharing. The essence of the Holy Spirit is sharing. Today is a memorial of a man who may not certainly be a great saint, but certainly a great thinker, a great theologian, a great believer, St. Athanasius. St. Athanasius, a bishop of Alexandria, when the empire had just turned towards Christianity, not exactly become Christian, but accepting Christianity as its dominant force, its dominant belief. And the empire itself gave great power to bishops, a great deal of what we would call now secular power. And yet Athanasius accepted exile four times, accepted near death, accepted the loss of everything because of what he believed. What gave Athanasius power to believe was that he never believed on his own. It is all the faith that we believe, that we know. And that faith is the faith of the Spirit. We cannot believe on our own. And I don't mean that it's hard to believe on our own, I mean it's impossible. Belief, faith of the Spirit is always shared. The Spirit that gives life to all the world. And so we believe, we know, and there is no one else we can go to. When we believe, when we know, when we come to Christ, we do so on behalf of the Church, and indeed, on behalf of the whole world. There is nothing solitary or alone about belief. We believe together, or we don't believe at all.